Now I want you to meet a young man named Julius La Rose. It pleases me mightily whenever I see the reception that you give these kids, and especially Julius here. How long ago did you come?
It was November 17th, 1951. Be 2 years next month.
Not quite 2 years.
Yes, sir.
2 years ago. And it was about 3 years ago then when I first met you.
October 4th, 1950.
When I first met Julie, I'll never forget when he first came up here and I said to him, well, when you get out of that man's Navy, if you don't want to stay in for 30 years, come on up here and I'll give you a job. And he took me at my word. And he came and I put him to work. And immediately everybody loved him. And it always has done my heart good to see that you people saw the same quality in him that I saw. Which, if you have noticed, and I'm sure you have, is the same quality that I have in everybody in my cast. I picked them all that way. Sure, he's got a good voice, but lots of people have good voices. There's something else that you like, which is a wonderful quality that it's hard to get. I'll never forget when he first came here and went to work steadily. He said to me, gee, and you know how he used to do, gee. I don't know, with all those stars on the show. And I said to him, Julie, you don't know it, but I don't have any stars in my show. In my show, we're all just a nice big family of very nice people, like yourself. And you hold on to that quality and you'll never have to worry about a thing. You're just as big as anybody else. You just go on, try to improve yourself all the time, and one day you'll be the big stuff, see? And this boy in 2 years' time has done this. He and Archie have their own recording company now, and he's gotten to be a great big name. And I would like Julie, if he would, to sing me that song called Manhattan. Have you got that? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Sing me that.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fare. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down. And Staten Island, too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wild, and starve together, dear, in charms. The city's clamor can never spoil the dreams of a boy and his goil. Turn Manhattan
into an Isle of Joy. Thanks ever so much, Julie. That was Julie's swan song with us. He goes now out on his own as his own star, soon to be seen in his own programs. And I know you wish him Godspeed, same as I do. This is the CBS Radio Network.